Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And as you know, for the past 25-plus years, I've had the joy, the pleasure, and the challenge of working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners. And the segment of the marketplace that I work with are family-owned businesses, entrepreneurial businesses, people who might be doing quite well in life. They might be doing a volume of business, but they are the boss. They are the person that runs the company. They are the CEO, president, or business owner. And there's a vast difference between people who have a family-type business and an entrepreneurial-type business than the big corporate giants. In the big corporate giants, it's all about the numbers. It's all about meeting the targets that the financial analysts set up for you so the stock price doesn't drop. It's all about making sure that you reach your goal and you don't miss it so you can get millions of dollars in bonuses. And it's quite different if you have a CEO of a company and he's doing quite well or she's doing quite well, and this year they brought in $400,000 in profit that they were going to take home. Last year it was more. They say, well, hey, you know what? I did $600,000 in profit last year, only did $400,000 this year. It's a living. I'll do better next year. But if you have a big company, the big giants, the big corporate people who get their bonuses by hitting that mark, they're going to do everything that they possibly can to make sure that that volume, that amount of costs that they have are all in line so that they can get a bonus. They're thinking about today. They're thinking about over the next couple years, they want to get everything that they can out of the business, because they are aware that the life expectancy of employment of a CEO, president, or business owner of a major company is not that long. It's just a few years. But you, the people who create the jobs, the entrepreneurial type people, the family type people, you are the people who have to say to yourself, I am going to be in business today, and I am going to be in business tomorrow. I'm not going to just do this for 1 year. I'm going to be here for many, many years because this is what provides the food for my family. This is what helps my employees provide what they need for their families, and I enjoy my work, and it's challenging. So when you're thinking about business, you're not just thinking about today. You're not just saying, how can I squeeze the most out of my business? You're thinking about, how do I plan for the future? How do I build? How do I make it strong? How do I put myself in a position where every year I'm doing better? How do I put myself in a position where every year my company is stronger? So when you're writing your business plan, when you're thinking about the future, when you're thinking about your business plan, what we're doing is we're thinking about tomorrow. Yes, we want to make money today, but sometimes we need to take a step backwards today so that we have a bright future tomorrow. It's really important to not just be thinking about the moment. It's important to live in the moment, but it's important to have a business plan that thinks about the future and exactly every single action that you take, every single action that every single plan that you have, every single sale that you make. How is it going to help build to the next one and the next one and the next one? How are we going to train every single one of our employees so that they get stronger, so the company gets stronger? You are looking for the future of tomorrow. Yes, we want to make money today, as I said, but tomorrow is just as important as today. And if we work to put our business in a position of doing better tomorrow, we will have income for the rest of our working life. We will be building something of value that we can either pass on to our children or a family member, or that we can sell and secure our retirement. So be thinking about today, but tomorrow is just as important. This is Howard LaWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.